BBC Radio Oxford. It is a Friday evening. It's the weekend warm-up. Will Reynolds here with you through till 10. Thanks so much for having me. We got another great thing to talk to you about that is happening this weekend. If you are trying to find something to get out and about and do, we have got you sorted because it's finally starting to feel like autumn. It's October. The nights are drawing in. It's getting a little bit colder. Leaves are starting to fall from the trees. It's all, in my opinion, getting quite exciting. I quite like autumn. But of course, October is Halloween month. It can be a little bit tricky to get yourself in the spooky mood, the Halloweeny mood, but we're only 2 weeks away from Halloween weekend now, so you really need to get your plans underway. You really need to get thinking. You need to plan out that all-important outfit, etc., etc. Now, of course, we thought, who's the best person in this county to talk to about that? Obviously, it's Ian Stevenson from Oxford Ghost Tour. Ian, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks very much, Will.
So you've managed to make a job out of this. Tell me a bit about what you do.
Well, it all started really, Will, when I was at school here in Oxford, in Somertown, actually, St Edward's, and I developed an interest in the occult, some people would say, an unhealthy interest. And that continued throughout my student life here. Again, I was at the university. And then it kind of went away. In 2016, I came back and started to investigate in a bit more detail Oxford ghosts. And when you start to delve into it, oh my goodness, there are a lot of ghosts in Oxford. It is, dare I say it, unbelievable.
You mentioned the occult there, I think. Tell us a bit about that. I don't know what that is.
The occult, well, the way to describe it, I guess, is, well, literally, it means the hidden. So it's what's going on in other dimensions, the paranormal, you might call it. It's usually the dark side of spooky goings on.
Mm. Why do you think people are so interested in ghosts? Because they always have been, and I think they probably always will be.
I think people like to be frightened. And that's, you know, horror movies are a good example. And I think they like to be entertained. And I think they like to think that there is something else out there, that the physical world is not all there is. It's something to do with belief, I think. It's something to do with superstition. And I think it's a very, very deep part of our psyche. It's this kind of atavistic sense that we're going back to primeval times. There's so many things, Will.
You must have a plethora of exceptionally good scary stories from this county and this city. What are some of your favourites?
The favourite of all is the appearance of the devil in Brasenose Lane in Oxford. My second favourite is probably the Black Scholar, who appears in academic robes walking backwards, sometimes down New College Lane, but more often in New College itself, particularly in the cloisters. The most disgusting story is the pit latrine drowning. I hope everyone knows what a pit latrine is, but it was, well, you could politely call it a toilet, but in medieval times it was just a big ditch.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I hope that's not too gruesome, but that's... So all the stories I tell are based on historical documented events. And the spirits, when I tell the stories, it does bring them to life. It gives them energy, not necessarily in the physical world, in reality, but certainly in the people on the tour's imagination. So I always come up with a health warning. I say I'm not responsible for any nightmares, demonic possession or poltergeist activity they might suffer after the tour.
We are going to be hearing more from Ian and his ghosts in Oxfordshire in just a few minutes. Does he really believe in ghosts himself in a city as scientific as Oxfordshire? And what's he got planned for Halloween? We'll hear all about it next after Catatonia. This is Road Rage. It's Radio Oxford. What a song.
Will Reynolds.
It's BBC Radio Oxford.
Hello, it's me, 3 till 10. Weekend warm-up time. It's Friday evening. Happy Friday, by the way. I haven't done that yet in the show, have I? Happy Friday, weekend's on, and I'm here to get you into it with some of the top tips and suggestions of things to do with your weekend here in Oxfordshire. If you're not going out, if you're not going to go out, get on it, drink way too much, and then feel sorry for yourself for the next couple of days, then this is the right show for you. And I'm really happy to be back. I haven't been on Radio Oxford in ages because I went off and do other things now in London. And it's really great to be back, and I'm a very happy boy. Anyway, you caught us right in the middle of a conversation about ghosts in Oxfordshire, speaking to Ian. Hello to Tamara, who messaged in saying, Ian just mentioning the appearance of the devil and then just moving on. I know. But he's at least got more to talk about. He had to tell us about the Black Scholar. Anyway, my chat with Ian did not end there. I want to talk to him more about what he actually believes, because people believe a whole load of different things. If you go out and ask 100 people whether or not they believe in ghosts, they'll probably give you 100 different answers. No one ever gives you a straight yes or no. They say, well, maybe, probably not. Oh, I don't know. Well, some people definitely do. But in a city like Oxford, where we have some of the greatest scientific minds in the world, and also some of the greatest imaginative and the creators of some of the most popular and successful literary stories, it's a really interesting place to be when it comes to this debate. We've literally got a fully polarized city. So I asked him, has he ever seen anything paranormal himself?
Do you know, people always ask me that, and the straight answer is, I don't think so. I did used to live in Friars Wharf, which I'm sure some people will know. Friars Wharf, because in the 1200s, there was a huge monastery there called Blackfriars. And I did, walking home one night, funnily enough, it was after a ghost tour, see a nun. It was definitely a nun, and she was standing right on the edge of the river. And it looked like she was about to throw herself in. Unfortunately, there were some bushes in the way, and as I walked around the bushes to get a closer look, nothing there. So that's the only real top paranormal experience I've had. And there is some historical basis for that, actually, as well. Occasionally on the tours, we have weird things happening. For instance, I was telling the story of the devil's appearance in Brasenose Lane. And a very scrawny black cat, which I'd never seen before, appeared just kind of stalking round the lane. And I saw that cat again on the other side of Radcliffe Square the next night. And I went up to it. I was going to try and say hello. And it absolutely flew at me and attacked me. And I got scratched pretty badly on my hand. So the cynics, the realists would say it was just a stray, but I'm not so sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting, but especially in Oxford City, because it's a very diverse city. You know, we have everything from absolute academics who deal with nothing but scientific evidence, all the way to some of the authors of the greatest written stories and series of all time. Do you believe in paranormal occurrences and happenings?
Personally, yes, I do. I do believe. And the other thing I do on all my tours is I always ask people, have they themselves had any experiences? And I must have asked, well, thousands of people over the years, and about 10% have had some unexplained experience. And these are normal, everyday people. They're not weird. They're not, you know, they're just normal people. Roughly 10%, I would say, have had experiences they can't explain. Some of them are really, really quite scary, weird, and unsettling.
That's fascinating. Okay, well, this show is all about finding people things to do on the weekend. It's called The Weekend Warm-Up. What have you got happening over the next couple of days?
Well, I've got my ghost tour is running tomorrow. That is Saturday, isn't it? The 15th of October. And that runs at 7 p.m. Then I'm running them on the following Saturday on the Halloween weekend, certainly Friday the 28th, the 29th. And I'm already getting booked up for Halloween night itself, which is Monday the 31st of October. and we're starting the ghost tour then at 6 p.m. Halloween, of course, is the time you want to be doing a ghost tour, because traditionally that's the time when the fabric between this world and the paranormal world is at its thinnest. So there's more chance of experiencing things on actual Halloween night.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, if people want to find out more or book themselves a slot, where can they go to?
It's very simple. It's oxfordghosttour.co.uk. oxfordghosttour.co.uk.
Ian, this has been fascinating. Thank you so much for coming on.
It's a pleasure, Will. Happy Halloween when it comes.
Thank you, Ian, and to you too. Let's get this on. Big weekend tune. It's James Hype. Can I be on?